views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to, and today is, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any given time today, definitely I would encourage and ask that you please do that, because my voice is low and I'm losing it. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And today's date is October the 17th, 2017. Very, very important day for me in so many different ways. Happy Born Day to, not to me, actually someone that truly, truly love dearly. So happy Born Day. And so I just want to say thank you all for joining us today, this Tuesday. Looking forward to having a great show with you. And I will ask for your little assistance today. If you can jump in anytime, talk about some things, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, because voice is gone. Voice is gone. Got a bunch of things to do, almost wrapping everything up so get back to my regular schedule. And, man, just but love it, love it, love it. We do it. Let me tell you, give you a little idea of what my day is been like for the past because of a couple of different things, and crazy, we do it. I'm not complaining about it at all. Just we do it. Just so you all know, probably, and that is not to give any message to you or anything such as that, but just to let you know. So if I'm a little slow today, then please bear with me let it go by. Starting my days probably about 20 hour days, about 20, 21 hour days. And I mean really. Those of you that that I've engaged with very, very early in the morning, you already know. But hey, this is what we do and this is who we are, and I greatly appreciate it. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, for what you do, and looking forward to continue to grow. So before we get into anything else on the show today, let's go to what's important and what's some of the administrative things that we need to definitely do is everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And very, very important, because this network is built off of the network is actually making it based off of the contributions of you, the listeners. It doesn't have any sponsors that to speak about outside of you, and it was created for you. So please go to the website for the network, BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, www.BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, and give some of your financial energy and definitely help this network stay going and growing. Would greatly, greatly appreciate that. So you can do that by going to the website. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member with BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet that was purposely put together for you so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. So definitely please engage in that. And that will support and assist the network at large. So very, very important. Also, if you would like to, a couple other things. My man Michael Emmanuel, please donate to Michael Emmanuel's cause. And that will be greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com, check out what's in inventory there, and then email info@prosperitymint.com. If you like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with rcryptocurrency.com and do that there. I don't know, Brother Braggs or my man Roz, if in today's show, let me just tell you what I'm going to do with today's show. Whatever y'all want to do. I'm serious. Whatever you guys want to do, today's show topic, and I'm going to tell you, Roz posted that man, I greatly appreciate it. Roz put a lot of good stuff in what's in the news. And so we're going to definitely take a look at that and some of the other things. I think I only put a couple of things in. Greatly appreciate. Thanks, Roz. For who you are and what you do. My man and Brother Braggs, sorry, Brother Braggs, when you called me this morning, it was, I had four calls already going at one time. And so definitely greatly appreciate you guys. So, L.A. Ramon, thank you for what you do. So this is what I want to do. Today, whatever it is you all want to talk about, definitely jump in. And today is, yesterday was open discussion. Today is whatever it is that you want to talk about, jump in. Anything that's pressing that you want to jump in for. But I'm going to tell you one of the things, I'm going to jump into some of the stuff of what's in the news. And one second, let me see what's in the news. And go from there. But one of the things that today's show, that I had planned on doing but didn't planned on doing was today was balancing the priorities to move forward. And the first article that I had post is one that I really want to kind of highlight from the standpoint of us individuals. I think that there's balance is very, 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 very important. How do you keep yourself balanced? What do you do to keep yourself balanced? Because I think balance is going to be a major priority that we should have, or the have one of the keystone positions in us moving forward should be based off of balancing our priorities, because that's so, so important. And probably the one that's the most important to me in balancing what really balances your priorities is your self-reliance. Self-reliance is critical. And one of the first articles, the first article that I posted came from LDS.org, self-reliance, preparing for your future. And I think that was so important that we do that. And it was funny, today I when I put this in early this morning, I put this in around about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock this morning. And it was really about balance. And then, boom, the self-reliance came to me probably not too long after that, because I posted this about 12 hours ago inside of, and probably before then was just getting some of the articles together. And balance is very, very important. And of that balance, you being self-reliant is probably the most important thing. Because when you think about it, the great creator made you an individual. And because of that, there is balance there. We have to maintain that. And the system always tries to get us away from that, trying to get us to become a group that has no balance, or a group that has no self-reliance. And that's one of the tricks that I think is very, very phenomenal, a very strong hold that has to be broken. So check out this first article from LSD, Self-Reliance, Preparing Yourself for the Future. Learning responsibilities today will open doors for you tomorrow. Very true. Learning responsibilities today will open doors for you tomorrow. You may have noticed a new standard in for the strength of young people, and called Work and Self-Reliance. This section focuses on the importance of learning to work hard and care for yourself while in your youth. It's very, very, very important for us to be self-sufficient, and I can't stress that enough. So we'd love to hear your opinion or your intake on that as well. My man Roz, unmute yourself. And brother, let me see, did Brother Braggs jump in today? No, Brother Braggs is not there yet. Brother Braggs, when you get a chance, jump in. And then my man Thomas as well, jump in, brothers, whenever you can. So I'm gonna, so that was the first article that I posted, and let me check out the next one. No, man, come on. Having a little. Okay, next article I posted. This comes from China Daily. The PBOC inches closer to digital currency. The People's Bank of China, China's central bank, has completed trial runs on the algorithms needed for a digital currency supply, taking it to a step closer addressing the technology, the technical challenges, and oh man, associated with digital currencies. Oof, there are some. I know. So this is very, very important. I think that this is really, really going to be really, really a significant move that is going to be a part of the future. So check out that. All right. So next article, L.A. Ramon posted this one from ZNet. As devastating as crack, a new vulnerability undermines the RSA encrypted keys. So check out this article. And this has everything to do with flawed chipsets used by PCs to generate RSAs, and I don't know what RSAs are, and encrypted keys have a vulnerability which has weakened the security of stored passwords. Oh, yeah, we know that. This is all a part of the whole setup. Great article there, L.A. Ramon. Very, very, very important. So that is going to be a significant article. Definitely you all should check that one out. Okay, next one. Next article. This one comes from Ramon also. L.A. Ramon posted this one. Let's go back. OnePlus dials back data collection after users protest. The smartphone maker OnePlus has said it will now give users the choice to opt in to its data collection program after complaints about the amount of data the company was recording. So all of them are doing this. Great, great article. And this is why I always say, if you didn't create something, you shouldn't have a lot of faith in it, and tread very lightly and be aware. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted, watch out, Google. Blockchain will set us free from data tyranny. Nah, I doubt it. But this is a good article. Not great article. I'm glad Ramon posted, because let me tell you, there's new propaganda that's coming out that's taking off. And I just want us to leverage that overall launch by us knowing that nothing has really, really changed. In effect, the overall agenda of things is being much more apparent. We have to start asking the right questions so that we can position ourselves accordingly. And burying our heads in the sand is not going to be the solution, nor accepting what the system has already done and not ignoring what is done is not going to change it either, or have any way of protection or any immunity from the overall contingent. You know, it's so funny. We, as people, we think that we can't do anything against the system to protect ourselves. So we just hope the system doesn't target us. Well, that's a very, very, very flawed and a very insufficient or lazy and cowardice approach. And I know that this will rub some people the wrong way. That's quite all right. Because hoping and thinking that it's not going to, when the overall reality is there, but we choose to. The system is always kind of put it in itself in position to make us where we would, or to encourage or to reward us from not refusing to participate in it, to go along with it, as long as it's not hurting me or my family, when actually it is absolutely killing you and your family. What you actually hope for is not happening at all. By knowing it, is at least it offers you some form of protection instead of being full-blown naive to it all. So how would you think the system would have you? Completely naive to it and just go about and don't create and don't challenge and or don't refuse to participate or to be where you will be one that will conform or one that would be sovereign. Of course it wants you to be one that would conform to the everyday system and society and the norms of the day. Of course it would. Because that's where all of his leverage is and all of his power is. And by that, it knows that it has to destroy your self-esteem. And by destroying one's self-esteem, it prevents one from knowing their overall capabilities or nurturing their talents to full fruition. Very, very important. So when we look at the system continuously providing life for you or providing for your means, your way of life, where you give up your way of life provides for the system's means of life, you are always going to be in a position of disadvantage. And I know there's a lot of people that develop personal relationships with the great creator. For me, and this is just my opinion in the conclusion that I came to, and this is only what resonates for me, and I'm just sharing it with you. It doesn't make it right. You know, just because you have an opinion doesn't make it right. But I don't know how we really can understand the fullness of the opportunities, the fortune and the harmonic prosperity that's been given to us freely by going through man to direct us to it and to actually to establish the policies, the procedures, the guidelines to that relationship. I would say we've lost relationship with ourselves. That's why our relationships with the great creator have been interrupted. And what I love about the great creator will never make you do anything. Because that's not what harmony, when someone that in a living force that is sincere, that's never their intent. You can do whatever it is that you want. We can continue and do what it is, but sometimes I think we cut ourselves so short of so much by first not realizing who we are, what we are, and what's really up against us. And it's, I'm going to tell you, one thing that happened to me, I'll tell you a personal story that happened to me. I was with my family. It was a while back, and my son had an asthma attack while we were at dinner. And before then, I knew he should have never been on the meds, and I knew that the overall pharmaceuticals was the worst thing for him and everything else. But because I had refused to look at myself in the mirror and see what the great creator saw, I only looked at myself in the mirror as what man's reflection of their light would be. And that was one that would maybe know that something is wrong, but keep quiet and just go along with it because you didn't want to rock the boat and you wanted to make people comfortable. You yourself be comfortable, your family be comfortable, and your friends and your family, and your friends and everyone else, your associates, everyone around you to be comfortable. But by doing that, you cowtail. And there's still a level of that in all forms that we can really find it if we really would just look and we're honest with things. Won't change the truth. That's one of the things that we try to do is we try to change the truth to fit our comfort zone. The truth is one size fits all. And that size where it fits all is that it's not tailored for you. It's actually erected and constructed in spite of you. So I say that because of this. I knew we should have been doing things differently from when I was a child. And throughout my whole adulthood, childhood and adulthood, I would conform to some things, but overall I would still stay resilient to others, and sovereignty and self-determination was one. But I knew my son, my child, should never have been on man's synthetic toxins. And I knew that that was the truth. And the truth had no allegiance to me. It was not a respected person. It was not filled with emotion. Does it like me? Is it my friend? None of that. That was all hogwash. That's all the lies of that has been taught by men to make excuse and to make comfortable the conforming nature that has been the preferential direction. So we're at dinner. My son starts to have an asthma attack. And my son starts, his color starts to change. His lips start to get a little blue. I knew we were in major, major trouble. Grabbed him up, ran out, jumped in the car, and was going to run to the hospital. And I knew that one hospital that was relatively close was one of the best hospitals for asthma in the overall Southern California area. And I passed up one hospital to go to another. When I say I passed it up doing about 120 miles per hour. In L.A. Was it the right thing to do? No, but I had to do something right away. And one of the things that I knew was that he was getting worse, getting better and getting worse. Finally got to the hospital, and they took him right in. When they took him in, I collapsed. And I collapsed. Because I had compromised myself. I had conformed myself. And my son was going to pay the price of that. And as he received the treatment that he needed, I almost lost my son that day from physically where he almost passed away. And it was a very trying time. One of the things that saved him was the speed that we were driving in the car. The wind that was coming into the car offered a little relief to his body. So as we take him back, I collapse. And I changed my mind right then and there. I looked around. And I said, I don't care how deep, how strong, and how big they built Rome. I will never, ever compromise my morality to its agenda. Again, I will start to see myself in the mirror the way the great Creator sees myself. And I made that pledge. And I didn't care who I offended, who I developed relationships with from that standpoint. No longer was I going to do that, because I saw the overall squandered talent that was upon. What was really at stake? Now, I may not fulfill some of my best attributes by way of my family. And I, because of my cowardice, I was jeopardizing them far more than by conforming. Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Every person that you know, it's not one person that you know that has died of natural causes, made that great transformation of natural causes. They were summarily killed by this system. Regardless of their age, different people's bodies are stronger than others. But I knew because of those synthetic nature that my son was going to need health care instead of health cures. So what did I do? I set forth on a journey for my son never, ever, ever to have another asthma attack while he was still my child. If he grew up and decided to take his free will in a different direction, then so it shall be. So I set off on a journey to find out what really works that wasn't synthetic. And it changed my whole life. It changed the way I resonate. It changed my frequency. It changed my harmony. It changed my compassion. It changed me, my relationships, and I found what it was, and I couldn't tell anybody else because I knew that so many people were indoctrinated by this system, and because of the fear of that, that I had to keep it a secret what was really being done. And that's where I came across thieves oil. That's where I came across mixing thieves oil with silver. But I already knew about silver. But then I really jumped into it a whole lot, you know, really jumped into it. And that's where it really started to open up for me. And so I mixed thieves oil with silver. I never heard of anybody doing that. After that, ladies and gentlemen, my son never had another asthma attack. And I had to slowly bring that in. It was so slow that very few knew. There was a nebulizer that we had that we never had to use. And I say that story because of this. We are weak because we don't rely on ourselves. We are weak because we don't rely on what the great Creator has given us. They've given us a religion that has nothing to do, a ritual practice that has nothing to do with the truth. Because the truth does not require you but is there for your benefit. It doesn't require. But it's there for your benefit. I like to put it this way. The truth is, if you can't swim, if you jump into the ocean, you're going to drown. But if you jump into the ocean, you know how to swim. The truth is that you're going to need to know how to swim, and it's not like manipulating yourself in the regular atmosphere or the air atmosphere. You're in a different realm now. And if you know how to conduct yourself in that realm, the truth is that you will be able to do what? Navigate your way back to the shore if all conditions were perfect. But the truth is that if you don't know how to swim and you jump into the ocean, you're going to drown. And so many of us have jumped into the ocean and not being truthful with ourselves about the conditions that are required for us to function. And to prosper. And to establish a culture that has sustainability for those that we have yet not named to have the opportunity to live in truth under those conditions. So I went on this journey, and that self-reliance journey. And in that self-reliance journey, I learned so much about you. I learned so much about them. I learned so much about me. And you know what I realized? The biggest hindrance and the greatest obstacle that was before me was me. Because regardless of what the pharmaceutical companies' agenda was and what they were putting into their steroids and everything else, regardless of what that overall objective and method was, I still had the choice to engage into it or not. And when I chose not to do it, it was a different leverage I was working with. And I learned very quickly that I'm very naive to the truth. Very naive to the truth. Very naive to recognizing it, using it to the benefit, and having the conditions of it continuously practice in my life. And I would say the system has taught you all to be liars. It taught me to be a liar, and it's taught you to be a liar. And we can continue to uphold that lie based in emotions. And not just the emotion of fear, but all of the low frequencies, all of the low frequency emotions of low frequency. I don't even believe that. And I said, I don't even believe that fear ever had a place until we started resonating on a low frequency. There was no such thing as it. But we then created a truth behind it. And I tell you, man, I'm so thankful that I didn't give up and I didn't give in as much as I possibly can. And I continue to go on a journey to be self-determining and sovereign in spite of what the pharmaceutical companies, in spite of, when I say the pharmaceutical company, I'm talking about the whole system, in spite of what those that lay traps before you to control your energy and to steal your energy, in spite of that, I seek to find truth. Not my truth, but the truth. Because I know that my truth can never have any form of balance when it's been tainted by the lies of subjugation and control that are thoroughly around us all every day. And reinforce and institutionalize and actually patronize and profit upon on and actually given a position of fame, glamour, and envy, all of which are low frequency intent. And because of that, we don't rely on ourselves. We don't put truth of value within ourselves. We don't create our solutions or apply our solutions. We go to a manual to read what the overall solution to the problem is. And I'm going to tell you, history will be kind to England because England will write it. That was what Winston Churchill said. There are so many good books that have been written to get you to compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. And I say that you're too beautiful to continue to do that. You're too capable to be that weak. And you're too moral to be that evil. Because there's a real sinister evil in our community. And I'm not talking about our community as a community of color. I'm talking about the sinister evil that brews and ferments everything that we do, even our overall conversations with each other exemplify that. Even all our relationships with each other exemplify that. Even our plans of the future of what we think we want accentuate that falsehood, that low frequency. Because where's the esteem given? The esteem is always given to the ones that have been thoroughly schooled by this system. And many of us find it repulsive to be around an uneducated or a unschooled person. We want to do away with everything that's wild. That's because the cowardice prey wants to be the devilish predator. We are so afraid of standing up against the system that we become the coward of prey. But we want to be the devil of predators because we want to benefit from the system that's already here at play. And the truth tells you that you are only destroying yourselves unnecessarily. And whatever excuse that you conjure will not change that overall direction. You will continue to fall. So self-reliance is extremely important. We got a caller in queue. Then I'm going to get back to what's in the news. We got a caller in queue. I want to go to this caller that's there. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Area code 312. Then we got my man out of OKC. We're going to go to him next. Caller with the area code 312. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hello, how you doing, Dave? This is Marvin.
Marvin!
I don't know where I'm at right now. I didn't know you were, first of all, let me apologize. I didn't know you were still in the news because I was listening to the show on the TuneIn app, and then I heard you say, you know, you need a little assistance to call in here and there, so I apologize for interrupting. You know,
hold on, Marvin. You know, you, man, Marvin, Big Marv is one of, Marvin is a friend of mine. And so, Marvin, you never, ever, ever have, man, you know how tight we are. So don't even shoot. Go ahead, Marv.
I didn't want to interrupt the news, but yeah, I don't know we tight. And since you put that out there, let me let everybody know to listen, and I don't have to say this. But Dave, who we say he is, man, I needed Dave one night, man, and Dave was there, man. You know, all the wealth of information and the path he set me on, I say I own my right leg, now I own both of them, you know. But anyway, I just want to add, I hate to get off, you know, topic or whatever, of course, whatever, but I want to share a few things, right, since you say you need a little help because your voice is gone. But there's some, I'm going to take a different direction, too. There's some funny moments,
yes,
that I'll be, every time they come up from the show, man, I laugh, and I don't remember who it was. I'm gonna go, it was a while back, though. I don't remember who it was. You probably can remember if you recollect, Dave, or if you're listening. It may have been Ramon, I'm not for sure, but when you said you had three friends you check on, the wise one, the dummy, and then he said, that's why you call me first, Dave. Remember he said that? Who was that?
It wasn't Ramon. No, Ramon didn't. I forgot who was that. I know who. It was Ramon. Yeah, it was out of. Ramon said that. Yeah, that absolutely was that. And what it is? It is. I have three friends. I said I have three friends. The wise friend, the friend that I have for confirmation, and then the fool. And the one that's the most important is the fool, because the first thing I want to know is what not to do. But you got to be able to distinguish if your fool has now been wise, or if your wise has been the fool, or if, more importantly, are you the fool? And so it's a balancing act, man. So yeah, that was Ramon that called and said, oh, that's why you called on me, Dave.
And then just recently, Scotty, when I think it was you or Ross kicking information about controlling the weather, and Scotty said, well, I think they need to be fired because they ain't doing their job combating government controlling the weather. They had me dying laughing. There's one more I can't think of it, man, but yeah. My sister, right?
Yes.
My sister, how can I put this? Her son's grandmother, right? dates, is married to this ex-NBA player out of Chicago. Well, they live in Chicago. I don't know where he played before because I don't keep up with that. But he just said that they, she just told me, because, you know, I'm talking about the Bitcoin and stuff, and she just told me that they files had got the people to rent, who called for the rent. I just thought I'd share that. I know you could take it someplace, you know.
Oh, man, no, no. Marv, your phone went out. Say that all over again. We missed everything. You said that they called you and said something, and your phone went out. What did you say?
Okay, my sister's son, grandmother, right, has married to this NBA player, right? Well, ex-NBA player. The business they have in Chicago, but I don't know where he plays at because I don't keep up with it. I don't even know his name. Anyway, he has this window business that, you know, put windows in skyscrapers or order them or something.
Yeah.
And they files, all the files that just got robbed recently, and the people who made the ransom wanted their money paid in Bitcoin. And I just put that out there because I know y'all can go somewhere with it. You know, I just know that's the, you know, that's how the future going if they want Bitcoin. So. But this is crazy.
No, they didn't. Ma, that's the first time I ever heard of that. I mean, we heard of the amount. I mean, the ransom attack. And that's what their ransom was in Bitcoin. But no, they didn't. They wanted Bitcoin. Let me tell you, man. This is part of the whole system, man. They like, no, don't send me no cash. Don't give me that. Give me Bitcoin. And I'm gonna tell you, man. This whole right. And I'm gonna tell you that there's some good and some bad in that. But there's that's where things is going. And I'm gonna tell you, the same people that gave you the cash is the ones that's bringing you the cryptocurrency. It ain't no different. They're gonna let this party go on. It's just like I'm gonna tell you right now. Everything that the system has ever allowed you to do has always been a trap. Every time you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. Always lose your soul. And if you know that, then you'll prevent that from happening. Man, Marv, I didn't even know that, man. That was crazy. They made a ransom in Bitcoin.
Yep, she just texted me and told me today, and I also want to... I appreciate you too, Dave. When you know, on Thursdays, you know, you be busy, you be driving, doing the show, and you still let the show go on, and all the information Roz bring, and Braggs, and a few other more people, I can't remember their names, but I know Rob always, you know, he's driving, Roz always driving, he's smoking it, and Brother Braggs, man, I appreciate y'all, man, I be learning a lot from y'all.
Yes, sir. Well, man, you know what you mean to me. I absolutely treasure you from the you know, Marv has been listening to us since when I used to call in from Warren Ballantyne. A lot of you have, and so my overall connection to you is so strong, and I know together we have created a bond that is priceless, absolutely priceless, and that is who we truly are. And so, man, Big Marv, appreciate you, brother. And be safe, man, and let me know.
One more before I go. I'm sorry. You brought up a memory.
No.
We was talking about natural deodorant, right? I found something for
you. Yes.
Tea tree. Go get some 100% tea tree oil and just a dab. You don't need nothing else, Dave. I swear it works. I'm telling you,
okay.
Man.
I got some, too. You know, I got some real hardcore tea tree.
Right.
So, yeah, that makes... Yo, because, Marv, I'm going to tell you, man, I got bit by some ants. I was in the garden. I got bit by some ants. I mean, they tore me up. Man, the tea tree was, that's what really, really helped me. And I made a fatal mistake. Let me tell y'all a fatal mistake I made real quick. I got bit up by some ants, and I'm so used to putting silver on everything, right, that I ran and I put silver on the ant bite, and it made it far, far worse, because the ant bite is a poison, and if you mix silver with any poison, it's going to make that poison even stronger, because the body will never reject silver. It's just like your child coming home as a baby, 4 or 5 years old. You always going to let the baby in, and if the baby has a virus, the virus just going to have to come in with the baby. Well, that's how the body works with silver, and that ant bite, the ant poison just was, it was bad. And so what did I do? I stopped using silver and I started using tea tree. Tea tree, I used some charcoal soap and witch hazel, then I'll use peppermint and kind of going back and forth, and it started to clear it up really fast. But I made the fatal mistake. As soon as I put the silver on, I said, oh, shoot, I just messed up. This is a poison, and it's going to make it worse. And lo and behold, it did. So, man, I'm going to use that. The tea tree, brother, thank you so much. I'm going to use that. I got plenty of it, and I'll let you know how that goes. Yeah, because I was telling Marv, man, I got to be careful with this deodorant, man, because I be stinking. I can't be stinking. I hate stinking. There ain't too much stuff that works. But, so he said, I'm going to find something for you, brother. And my man, Marv, Big Marv, doing what he always does. And there you go. He said, tea tree. So I'm going to be using tea tree. And, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. Whatever it is. Now, I'll use silk. I found some stuff that worked really, really well. But I think tea tree will just put it over the edge for me to where I know that I'm comfortable with it. So, man, Big Marv, definitely hit me up when you get back, brother. And then we'll connect.
Hey, one more last thing. I know I said last thing. But hold on.
The reason the tea tree oil is better is because what causes odor is bacteria.
Right.
And the perspiration. And so tea tree oil is antibacterial. So it kills bacteria.
My sister. Yes, and I'm not surprised. I was about to say your name, but I'm not surprised. And so, yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that, Miss State. And so, definitely gonna do it. And I'll let you all know because what I did was I used to add silver to some of the other deodorant, and it did work. But I think tea tree will take it over the top. So. Much love, much respect to y'all, and then I'll see you all pretty soon. And just want to let you know, contact me, which you already did. You're going to be hearing from me soon because the program is starting. It's got some bugs in it, but it's going to work itself out. But I'm going to get y'all all squared away, and y'all reminded me. For those of you, hey, big ups to you all, Marv, all right. and G. I'll see y'all a little bit later. I'll catch up with y'all, and be safe on your travels, okay?
All right.
Much love, much respect. So we got a bunch of callers getting ready to go to my man Mel. But hold on, before I do that, I just want to let you all, those of you that are part of the actual campaign that we're doing, definitely I'm going to have a conference call again this week for you all that are Tando Radio Show listeners first. And things are definitely speeding up, and just some bugs are in the way. Want to get you all positioned if you want to position with that. If you actually missed the recording that we had on Saturday, definitely text me, let me know that I will send it out for all of you. The many of you have sent me the text of your email, your telephone number, and your email account wanting to engage in it. I'm going to get to you, and that's one of the reasons why I'm up from early morning to late night. So put your phones and everything else on so you don't disturb anyone, because you're probably going to get a late or early morning text from me. I don't care. If I'm up working on this stuff, I'm going to have to get this stuff out to y'all. I can't wait till y'all wake up to a reasonable hour. So I'm going to just send it out to y'all. So y'all don't be mad at me, because y'all know it's coming from me and y'all know what it's about. So just y'all will get it. So, and I'm going to be doing that, a lot of that, and I'm actually going to probably end the show a little earlier because I got to get on this stuff, because I got to get it out in front of you all. Okay? So big ups, Marv, man. Much love, much respect. All right, let me go to my man. We got how much time? A little bit, so it's probably going to run over. What I want to do is let me go to my man out of OKC, then we go to my man T in NYC, then my man Mario, and then we go to my man Roz, who just chimed in. So let's go to my man OKC, and then we're probably going to carry it over to the next hour. Go ahead, OKC. I'm not quite sure who you are today. So let me just let you announce yourself. What up, my brother?
peace. What up,
peace,
yo?
Peace, my man. Love hearing this voice. What's up? What's up there, the Barry White of Tando Radio Show?
Yeah, right. Look, that was me that asked you what. That's why you called me so early in the morning. You know, that was me that said that.
That's what I thought.
And I always wonder why, and you cleared that up for me.
Oh, you crazy.
But, yo, I just want to vouch for what that brother was saying, man, as far as you being who you are. You say who you are, but nah, you show who you are, man. And you've been there for me, brother, when nobody was there for me, and I really love you for that. And I'll never forget you for that.
Man, you know how we are. How's the princess,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, she's good, man. Just working nerves. But,
go ahead, brother.
But, yo, I wanted to, this is totally off topic, but me and my brother was last night, we had a real heated debate from T from NY. And as far as, if it went down, if a world war happened, would Russia fight with China, or would they fight with, he sent me some actually really compelling information about the subject, and but would they fight with China, or would they side with Britain?
I'm glad you said that. Glad you brought that up. I think it's a real good question. You didn't say who your name is, so I'm just going to say Terry, because you know this brother got split personalities when he called into the show.
I ain't scared of nobody. This brother, man.
No, man, it's not a matter of being fearful or anything
Billy
else.
Bob,
you know, I was
Billy
just
Bob,
clowning.
Billy Bob yeah. Junior is at work right now.
So wait, hold, man. We getting ready to go to a commercial break because what you brought up is real important. I want to chime in and give my perspective, and a lot of you that have been that have a perspective, I know it's a valuable one, and we need to look at it all. So I'm gonna go over to the commercial break and come back. Then we're gonna go to my man Thomas. Then we're gonna go to Mario. Then we'll go to Roz. In that order. So listen, everyone, listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're talking about self-reliance. Why is that so important? And we have an open mic for you all, because you know we've been busy grinding, and so just want to get some things ready for you all and ready for us, so that we can do what we need to do to perpetuate our self-reliance. Very, very important. How powerful is it? Get ready to go to a commercial break. How powerful is it when you pick up the phone and you already know the other end, what they're going to do, that they're coming just to support and to do their job, meaning that you're the first responders to everything. There's nothing like that in the world. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give me a go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Get in on the conversation. 866-510-9025. Hit ** to take you off mute, and we'll see you in queue. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll take you out of, the mute off, and just we'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. My man Mel asked a real good question. Which way is Russia going to go? With China, with Britain, with the U.S. and everything? I think it's a good thing. In my opinion, this is how it laid out. My man Chico Stick came on and he said that, yo, I think that really the U.S. and China are in bed together, and they're using Kim Jong-un as a ploy against Putin. And he laid out some very credible things and some very respectable things. And I totally respect my man Chico Stick. Very, very close friend of mine, one in which I would definitely have full faith and confidence that if my family needed something, if something happened to me, my man Chico Stick would definitely take care of the responsibilities at hand. Just that close. So, but I have a different approach, and I'm not saying that mine is right, Chico is wrong, or yours is right, or yours is wrong. But what I see right now is, I think that the, and I've always said this, that at the end of, well, let me put it this way. Right now, as we speak, there's reports that China is amassing a large amount of troops on the North Korean border. And they think that they're, because they're going in to invade North Korea. No, I don't think that that's what the case is. They're amassing troops on their border because they know that North Korea is about to get into a war, and they have a refugee flight problem that they're going to have to be able to deal with. And then not only that, they need those troops to be there because they're going to do what they did in the Korean War, and then they're going to go into North Korea as their defenders as well. Because think about it. Do you really think that the Chinese are going to allow the U.S. to actually beat North Korea and have overall a foothold in North Korea, put their puppet government there, extend South Korea northwardly, and be right on the border of China? Think about where the Korean Peninsula is. And by doing that, what will that have? That will choke off the South Sea of China. They will control the South Sea of China. All of the overall debt that they have will all of a sudden be forgiven by conquest, meaning that by winning the war. How they stole. U.S. has no wealth. U.S. has no wealth. Think about it. I'm going to put it to you this way. A lot of people call themselves Americans. I understand. I get it. And they think that this is their country, and particularly because they built it and everything else. Well, it's a lot. You got to think about it. The overall change country-wise is because you conquered it. A conqueror means you robbed it. You took it by force and by fear. So that never, ever delegates someone's indigenous status. It means that you hold control by force. You hold the letter of the law by force. And at some time, the old man's hand, the old man's grip becomes weak. You're dealing with a country that has an old grip that's getting weak. And it was done by force. They say that they conquered, which means they robbed. They took by force and by fear. They do not have any real title to the land. None whatsoever. And that's the truth. And see, the thing about it is that that's going to be used at the appropriate time when the overall grip of the old hand has been lost. And I think the U.S. grip has been lost. And as it goes through these wars, it gets its butt kicked. But the bad thing about it is that it's going to be by our daughters that are going to have a lion's share of that overall demise through this depopulation program. And what's going to happen after then is, then there will be a war between China and Russia after the U.S. is dealt with jointly and mutually. Then it comes the spoils, the conquer, because that's what the system does. And I have an idea who's going to win. And there is going to be an agreement that there's going to be a that there is going to be an armistice again. And they're going to divide up not the Koreas, but what you know as the United States. And that's going to come after the untied states, and then there will be another war that will engage, and that's where those will engage. And I think that China is going to be the beacon of freedom for the next century or two, and then they will be actually defeated because of their tyrannical rule and everything else. They will replay the whole thing. It'll be the remix. And then Africa, the African continent will develop the countries of strength, and then they will be what China is today. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was being specific to Russia as far as Russia and their alliance, because have you heard of the, it's like the here, let me see.
Yeah, I think that Russia is going to, Britain and Russia are tight.
The Muscovore Company? Have you heard of that?
The Muscovore Company? No.
Yeah, it's okay, I'm going to read it to you real quick. I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, the Muscovy Company, also called the Russian Company of the Muscovy Trading Company, Russian Macrobar, where it gets into some Russian stuff, was an English trading company chartered in 1555. And it was the first major chartered joint stock company, like the precursor of the type of business that would soon flourish in England, and became closely associated with such famous names as Henry Hudson and William Baffin. The Muscovy Company had a monopoly on trade between England and the Muscovy until 1698, and it survived as a trading company until the Russian Revolution of 1917. Since 1917, the company's operated as charity, now working with Russia. And this is still today. So, I mean, they're still basically vested. England is vested. I mean, it's like would they bite the bullet and side? It's like they can't. They can't.
No. I see what you're saying. But let me say this. Russia and England's ties are very, very tight. But England's and China's ties are tight as well. Remember, the first clearinghouse for Chinese bonds was set forth in England 2 years ago. 2 years ago. So, yeah. And you know what? Remember what you said? They came off as charity. You know what that means? It came off as through a trust in the foundation. And I know my man Mario knows what I'm talking about by that. See, they what's happening here is that these overall controlling factors, they control things by contract that they write and legitimize among themselves. So yeah, I definitely do see this. Russia, actually, a lot of the English economy is actually facilitated by way of the Russian mafia. A significant portion of it. That's why when Cyprus happened, what happened? England, City of London, told the Russians to get all of their money out of Cyprus and to leave the country because of the banking problems that were about to get. That's why all of the Russian oligarchs were on planes, and they were given the heads up and were allowed to go to the Bank of Cyprus and the banks in Cyprus and to withdraw all of their funds to go back home. They wouldn't allow Russia to go down. I'm going to tell you something about Vladimir Putin, probably one of the richest men in the world. How did that all come about? So yeah, it's always smoke and mirrors. And I mean, by far, I don't know, but from just the relationships that I actually saw, and if they're sincere, it's all a facade, it's all a game. And I think that right now you're going to have the U.S. and Russia, China and Russia allying against the U.S. And then once that bully is defeated, now that's where they're going to say, okay, who's going to get the spoils thereof? So, yeah, it's going to be some challenging things, and some it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be theatrical. But I just hope that we walk away from this system, because it always destroys and steals our energy. So, well said, Mel. Was there something else, brother?
No, I just don't see Britain or England. I mean, they've taught that. That's still our mother. They're going to go, they're going to side with. It's just kind of confusing, because they're not going to ever turn on America.
Who?
It wouldn't be in their best interest.
Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. Who, England?
No, I'm good. I'm about to. Yeah, man, they never would.
Oh,
they would never
on
the U.S.
No. They definitely would. One of the things that I'll say about this, and I'm going to get to the person that said, Brother Dave, hold on 1 second. Okay, no problem. They're known as the brutal Brits for a reason. The brutality of the Brits has been duly noted worldwide. They'll turn. And I'll tell you this, just from the standpoint, there some have never forgotten and forgive the Revolutionary War. So that's a part of it too. But all of that was bankers' wars. But there was someone said Brother Dave, but hold on, before I go to that individual, hold on, let me go to my man Thomas, who's been already been waiting. Then who was that said Brother Dave?
Mario.
Mario, what's going on? Hold on, Mario, if you would, I'm going to go to you right after Thomas. If you could just write that down, because I don't want to run out of time, because I want everybody to get theirs in. But I definitely want to hear your take on that, too. And we'll come back to it, okay? Just write it down. Write it down, Mario. Okay, let me go to Thomas. My man Thomas out of NYC. Go ahead, brother.
Peace, Brother Dave. Peace, Brother Mel. Peace, everyone peace. On the call. Brother Mario. Yo, man, your man Chico stick theory fits, man. That's a pretty, it was an interesting take on it, man. Because China is part of that trilateral commission. And, my theory is they go in the war with China and Russia's helping them. You know, I hear yours. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man. Either way, they're going to be sending our damn kids to this war. You know, that's what really pisses me off, even our daughters. Because that's allowed now. Man, what I wanted to say was, you know, one thing, you talk about value, and U.S. has nothing of value. What I've noticed is that white people only value whiteness. And that's why I stick to the Dr. Welsing theory of genetic annihilation. And if they don't have the numbers, they need everyone they got right now. That's the way I look at it. They need each other. The other thing I wanted to say was the Bitcoin. The gentleman who said something about Bitcoin, as of right now, because of the dark web activity, Bitcoin can't be traced as easily as a debit or a credit transaction. So that's why you would ask for a ransom in Bitcoin, because once they get it, they pretty much got it. It's not like, you know, the FBI is going to have a very difficult time getting information about that one transaction, because then they'll have access to them all, and that'll make everyone's stuff compromised on the Bitcoin, so they won't. I don't see that. I think that's a pretty smart way to get a ransom. Actually, I never thought of that. And the last thing, man, you was talking about your son and your situation with your son, which was, you know, really heartfelt, you know. I had a friend, man, when I was real young, and he passed away from an asthma attack, and he was on that synthetic medication and the ambulance, and, you know, it was real sad. It was a big funeral. But the whole thing about fear, and if you ever saw that movie, I don't know if you saw it, with Will Smith and his son, and they were like in another planet, and they were talking funny, and that whole movie was really about fear. You know, if you really look at it, it was like a rites of passage, you know, and he had to have no fear in order to, you know, conquer his fear, you know, like which was his beast. They only smelt fear, you know, and I equate that, you know, to this whole system. You know, everyone fears the system. You know, once you look at it from a stance of no fear, we were trained by our, you know, parents, you know, to have that no fear moment. Like he, you know, like in that movie, I really think they write these movies to tell us things. They don't know it, You know, it's the great creator, you know, or whoever, whatever force is out there, because to me, that's something that we all should be implementing, is trying to conquer our fears. And then, you know, see if that will help us in the system. And I'll meet my line, brother. Thank you, man.
Man, great, great. And what was
the last thing I want to say is...
That
Muscovy company, Muscovy today is called Moscow, just for everyone to know. That's called Muscovy.
Okay, yeah, now, I kind of thought it was, but I wasn't quite sure. And I knew Mel, he brought me back when he said it was the trading company. But yeah, huge, and it's... the trust in the foundation that they have, and that's why they do everything off of charity, because it's actually not charity, and it's crazy how it works. The Clinton Foundation, okay, and so you know what that means and what they're doing with that is how that things is crazy. So yeah, and you know when you talked about the one movie, I think it was Will Smith and his son.
You just said something ill, because the largest foundation I found out in the world today is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and not only do they have all his $100 billion going into it when he dies, I think he's only leaving his daughter like $300 million, and all the rest of his money's going into this thing. Warren Buffett left all his money, and Oprah too. All of them left all their assets, not assets, but all their fiat money to this organization, which is all about depopulation, and it's a foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then let me just tell you this. They're not leaving a dime. These people don't donate. It's really, that's the word that they say that they're using. But when they actually say they donated this and donated that, they didn't give one penny. Actually, what they did is they multiplied whatever it is that they gave, and that's what they earned. So whenever you hear them say that Bill and Melinda Gates donated $10 million, they actually gained $30 to $35 million by doing that, because they didn't give a dime. Nothing left their control. Nothing did. That's why I said it's so important for us to have trust in foundations and what that really, really means. So... You would really, really be surprised, and not that you'll really be surprised, but you'll see how a lot of this is done, because one of the things in freedom is that freedom has to be contracted. Freedom is actually enslavement, the upholding of enslavement. So very, very true.
Because they donated that $10 million, they still control that $10 million within that foundation that they donated it to. That's what you mean, or?
That's exactly it. When they donate it, it's not even, if they donate $10 million, they get the leverage of $35 million. They actually increase it. They're not giving a dime. That's why when a lot of people were upset at Dr. Dre for giving millions to USC, that's because they really didn't know what was really going on. USC now has to pay Dr. Dre and his lineage for perpetuity. So, yes, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, things that we all need to know that will and better position ourselves. This is why control is much more important than ownership. Much, much more important. And you talked about the Will Smith in that movie. What did they make? What was the famous slogan with that? Is that danger is real, but fear is a choice. So, great, great point, as always. So, always appreciate Thomas. But, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, let's go to my man Mario. Mario! Don't know how much time we got left. Let me see.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Dr. Mario?
Hope the family's doing well. Greetings, Brother Thomas,
yeah.
Roz, Mel, everybody else.
Yes, sir.
I heard chiming in. First thing I wanted to say, man, is I got you on the deodorant. You know, I make my own deodorant, brother. I'm gonna shoot you a recipe. You can use all natural. You can use shea butter, and then you can put your essential oils in there. And all you gotta do is melt it down. Put some coconut oil in it that helps solidify it. And you know, you put a baking powder.
My man, Mario.
I mean baking soda. You put baking soda in there, some arrowroot.
Baking soda, yeah.
And that'll take care of all. And that'll take care of all the. No matter how strong your odor is, you can tailor make it to your own preference. So you need a little bit more odor control. You put a little bit more baking soda and arrowroot in there. You know,
my man.
The arrowroot is really good perspiration control as well. So you can tailor make it. You can, you know, play with it. You can back up on. You can throw some scent in there, and it smells better, and it feels better, and it'll last you all day. Better than anything they're making out on the market today. All
my
day,
man.
Brother.
My
so,
man. I'm so, you know, I'm definitely going
to
do that. And then,
to you.
Yeah, ahead, definitely. Man. And then that, with the tea tree and everything else, man, that's, that's
that
a winner. So.
I put a little cinnamon in there. You know, give it a little scent.
Right.
I put some aloe vera gel in there. You know, some vitamin E.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong
with
that.
I mean,
you
play with it, and you can make it your own and tailor make it to however you like it, brother. I mean, it's really adaptable.
See, that's what I love, because I stopped using the stuff a while ago. So I use, you know, stuff, but man, and sometimes it gets so muggy out here and everything else. And man, one thing I don't ever want to be stinking.
It don't stain your clothes either.
Yeah, right. I can't be stinking. I just can't do the stank thing, man. So I be nervous about that. I be like, yo, man, the system gonna have to get me, because I am not gonna stank. I tell you what. But now I, you know, we don't have to with today's, and I appreciate that, Mel, for what you added to the show today, and I appreciate it what my man Big Marv added in Marv's. Traveling with the Queen, and just you know, Thomas, what he's added, and then you, of course, Mario. By, you know, Mario, when you came down for the trust and foundation training, tell everybody what was your overall thoughts of that when you came down and we had the trust and foundation training.
It was very powerful, because I can follow the conversation perfectly now. And actually, I was going to interject, and I was going to let Mel know that, you know, all you're dealing with is corporations, and corporations that have created shells. And these shells are
right.
Just trusts and foundations, to where they're just shuffling around money, but they just change trustees.
Yep.
And that is your new corporate takeover. You ain't got no more corporate takeovers. All they do is they just switch trustees. You get this money for a while. All right, now it's time for you to give it back, or we're going to pass it on to the next person. Or, you know, it's part of an agreement, so they don't have to declare bankruptcy or what have you. But, you know, they all in the same family. You know, you control it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You send the money wherever you want to, and then now you give control back. But, you know, we don't know how to operate like that. So it was very
eye-opening. It's crowdfunding.
Right, exactly. And that's my third thing, brother. I need to get with you. I listened
you
to
in.
The call, but you know, I need some more. I need a little bit more education on that, brother.
Yep.
I'm gonna need you.
You
to,
in?
You know, a little
yep,
tutelage
you in.
On that.
But that's
brother.
What it is, Mario. It's crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
The crowdfunding.
And the crowdfunding
went
on
our money.
Yep. Right, they're crowdfunding our energy, our you know, our labor. So true.
And our money,
so
our gold, our silver,
yep.
All of that too.
And
I
our
money.
right. They're crowdfunding our money. Exactly, you know that. So, yeah, definitely, Mario, hit me up. And then, but I got your info. I'm going to send some stuff to you, and I'm going to send some stuff to everyone. Those of you that know, haven't heard the call, conference call that we did on Saturday, just text me, 951-790-8330. I'll send it to you. And if I don't respond to your text, that does not mean that I didn't get it. It's just that I wanted to keep it open so that I know that that's the one I need to go back to from that interview, because when I text it, then it just shows my text, and then I could lose it. So I didn't respond to a lot of texts because I wanted to keep them in bold letters on my phone. So I know, as like right now, I need to go back and send some stuff out. So things, the crowdfunding campaign is coming along beautifully, and is ready to go. So I'm gonna get that information out to everybody. It's a lot of people, but please just bear with us, and we're gonna do everything that we possibly can. So let me go to, I can't see the board. I don't want to interrupt. But Mario, was that all that you wanted to share?
Oh yeah, man. I'm just sitting back and I'm gonna mute my line. You know, I enjoy listening. You know, I did all my talking last night. So.
Okay. Hold on, Mario. I just came back to the board. One more time. L.A. Ramon said, could you post that in to the community, Mario, in BTR community?
You talking about the recipe for the shea butter? I mean, for the deodorant?
Or how they can get it from you? Yeah.
Yeah, I can post it, or I can send it to them in email. However you want to do it. I mean, it's all good. I don't mind sharing it with the family. You know,
yeah,
I
yeah,
make my
yeah,
own
yeah,
lotion
but,
too.
I mean,
so I,
but
you, know,
you
I
but
put
you
that
make
out
it
as well.
Well, what I'm saying is, you make and you sell it, correct? Or do you?
No, I haven't been selling it. You know, I've just been making it for myself. I probably that's a good idea.
Yeah, man,
that's
an
idea.
Should monetize that and then put it together, because I know it's I know Mario. Mario is good peeps, and so. So I know it's some good stuff, because he sat next to me and he didn't stink. So
I appreciate that.
So my man, so definitely put that together, man, and then give it to me, and I put it in the community and let me know where because I still got your copper too.
Okay.
Remember you
called
me about the copper? I still got your copper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I want to ask you about palladium too. I don't know if that might be a little bit too costly, but I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, give me a call. We'll talk about it. You know.
Okay.
Okay. Much love, much respect. All right. So listen, how much time we got? We got because I don't want to cut Roz off. Let me see. Let me look at the board. So Ramon, he's gonna I'm gonna get that stuff to you. And Ramon says definitely I'll buy. That's what I love about our peeps. And Ramon is probably working his butt off right now. All right, so we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, my man Roz, we're going to go straight to you. Everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show. I just want to say thank you for what you do. You helped me out today a whole lot. So I greatly appreciate it. And also for those of you that wanted to engage in what we're talking about, text me and I will send you out one more time, 951-790-8330. I will send you the conference call line recording until you can hear it, and then follow the directions. Please follow the directions that are there as to some of the wallets and some of the things you want to do. We're doing it for the reason I want to put you in the best position of advantage that I possibly can, that I know of. But if you want to enhance some certain things, by all means, but please just do the basic parts. Follow the directions because it's to your benefit. Okay, so here we go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. And our phone locked up on me. And you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is the last segment of the show. If you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 866-510-9025. So I want to go to my man, Roz, real quickly before we get going. I'm going to just say this real quick. For those of you that want to engage and you haven't texted me yet and you know what I'm talking about in the crowdfunding campaign that we're doing or are part of, I'm not doing it. Definitely text me, 951-790-8330. And you could ask for the recording, or if you know that it's something that you want to do, make sure you text me your name, your email, and your telephone number, and then I will get you out the information that you need. And I would love for all of you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, to be in a good position first and foremost. So make sure you do that. Now, if you've already sent me a text and I didn't respond because I want to keep your text in bold letters on my phone, because that's just how it works, so that I know that, that's what you're there for, and I'm going to go back to it, okay? I made the mistake of answering some things, and it got messed up, but I still have an idea of who and everything is, and it's a lot of people. I didn't get to send out a mass email to everyone towards the bottom portion of my phone, just because of time and interest. I just didn't get it, so it's going to be enough room for everyone. My man Scotty, Scotty, did you want to you want to chime in something before I bring up my man Roz? And I got another caller out of Atlanta. I think that's VP. Okay, guess not. Okay. If you did, Scotty, just unmute, and then we'll go right to you. All right, so let me go to my man Roz, who's next, and then we got another caller out of Georgia. And I think it's may have been the VP. So let me go to Roz. All right, Roz, what's going on, big brother? How you feeling?
Peace. I'm good. I'm good. Greetings to you, Thomas, Mel, Marv, Mario, Scotty, everybody. Great, great show. I wanted to just add too, if you put lavender is also antibacterial, mm-hmm. antiseptic, and it repels insects. So that can also be something you can add to the mixture for the deodorant. And also sandalwood smells amazing. It's a little expensive, but I think you just need like maybe one or two drops in there, because it's really strong. And it'll add a nice, nice scent that you know, that people would dig. So I appreciate.
I gotta try that one.
Yeah, I have sandalwood. It smells amazing. It's a very sacred scent. We use it in Kemet in India. I mean, it's very, very powerful, but it's very it's a very nice odor, and it's said to attract ancestors and good spiritual energy.
Well, we so want some of that.
It's really something I think you wanna rock. So it's really, really good. The Trusted Foundation, I'm not
Hold on one second, Roz. Hold on one sec. Real quick. And then L.A. Ramon said black castor oil is very good as well, too. So just to add that. So this is some good stuff. Thank you all for the information.
Go ahead. Carrier oil, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome stuff. And if you take it internally, it does a lot of wonders for the body.
Yeah, I take it internally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I take it internally.
No joke. Cool, great. Well, hey, doesn't surprise me. The Trusted Foundation, I'm not super familiar with it, but from what was said on tonight's
you
program,
will be.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Again, I got to reiterate what was said before. Dave has literally transformed my family's life and just their understanding of the way the world works. There's a lot of things I used to discuss. I had a slightly different angle of perception because I wasn't as involved in the real money aspect of it as Dave was. But once I started to take his classes and get a better understanding of real money, and my family was able to see it, a lot of the things I used to tell them, he was able to confirm from a completely different angle of perception, which literally just, it's like the DNA was firing off. Those Akashic records, and both my son and my wife now, they're different people just due to that information and that contact with him. So I must say again, you know, you are a brother who is who he says he is, and that's something I can attest to as well. But it just, honestly, the Trusted Foundation kind of reminds me of a giant legal susu.
Yeah.
Because that whole concept of one person or group of people controlling a bit of money for a set period of time is exactly how a susu works. So again, this is stuff they stole from us, legalized it, criminally legalized it, because they do criminal stuff with this, and again, use it against the rest of the world. And I thought of the term crowdfunding that you use. It makes sense because they're stealing the crowd or the masses or the people's money, and they're funding themselves. So that whole concept of the way the system uses quote-unquote crowdfunding. So again, they tell you what they're doing. It's no different than the criminal justice system. They're crowdfunding. They're stealing everybody's money and funding their pockets with it. Just like criminals run the justice system. So that's very interesting. Thomas brought up conquering fear. And again, they stole that from us. If you study what white people do, like they got into bungee jumping, they got that from the black people in Papua New Guinea. When you look at the Maasai, when they go on lion hunts, in order to become a man, that's part of your rite of passage. They give you a spear. At 13, they send you into the bush, and you're supposed to come back with a fully grown male lion. and that proves that you've, you know, you made it through manhood. If you don't make it back, then they know that you lost and use some lines. Now, that has changed because, of course, the system of white supremacy has killed off lions to the point where now the Messiah are actually protectors of lions rather than hunters of lions. So they're no longer able to go through that. But ultimately, that is what they do. They actually teach themselves to conquer their fear. And that's what they use when they battle non-white people around the world in this country. That's how they conquer their fear. And we don't have those rites of passage, or they don't allow us to have those rites of passage anymore in certain areas. So as a result, we have to now figure new ways of doing that so that our children do have the ability to think under pressure and conquer their fear when it's necessary for their survival. I think that's very, very important. I wanted to talk about some of the articles. There was one that talked about a Wi-Fi, a gigantic Wi-Fi vulnerability. It says a huge vulnerability in Wi-Fi that fundamentally breaks the security we use to protect our wireless networks has just been exposed. The exploit was revealed on Monday, breaches a newly found vulnerability found in WPA2, the security protocol used to safeguard all modern Wi-Fi networks. And researchers say it could violate virtually any Wi-Fi network previously thought to be secure. So that's an article that's in there. I think we all should be reading that because it affects everybody. There was one that I posted about the Wall Street crash of 1987. The anniversary of that crash will be the 20th of October. I think it's something we should be aware of. They're predicting that we're probably going to have a crash for the end of October because that's the historical reality with all years ending in the number 7. So I think it's something just we should read up on just to kind of be abreast of those things. Another one I posted talks about 9 states will need a U.S. passport to board any flight, either domestic or international. So, again, these states, if you're leaving these states, it doesn't matter if you're going to another state. You have to have a passport if you're taking a plane. I kind of see that as part of the untied states kind of coming to fruition in some vague fashion or another. Also, I thought this kind of relates to Thomas. There was an article that relates to stuff he talks about as far as AI. Last year, the FDA approved the first artificial pancreas for general use, designed to automatically monitor and inject insulin in patients with type 1 diabetes. Now, a team at Harvard has developed an even more sophisticated system that connects to a patient's smartphone and learns their habits. So now you're giving up your personal sovereignty in order to get medication now. The next one is at a closed-door meeting in Moscow, Vladimir Putin officially called for a state-run blockchain-based digital currency, which will be called crypto ruble. According to local Russian publication AIF, first mentioned by Cointelegraph, the crypto ruble might put an end to some of crypto's most challenging weeks in Russia, where the government blocked cryptocurrency exchanges despite repeated show of interest for digital cash. That's just a brief blurb from that. The next one is California became the first state in America to legally recognize a third gender after Democratic Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation Sunday. State driver's licenses, birth certificates, and other identity documents will now allow residents to check a non-binary rather than just male or female, the Sacramento Bee reported. And then lastly, I posted an article, I don't know if you saw it because I sent it to you as well, about the discovery of a 200,000-year-old metropolis in South Africa where they were also mining gold. That is documented there in the article. They talk about this discovery. I think it's from like a year or two ago. It kind of coincides because they said that they found artifacts there that show that the Ankh was there and other symbols that traveled down the Nile. This coincides with what the Kemetic people said, that their ancestors came from the south. The dating of these artifacts to 200,000 years old reminds me of what Dr. Bennett talked about. He had turned the spade in the soil there and found similar artifacts, the crook, the flail, the Ankh, dating back to 400,000 B.C. They dated this metropolis to 200,000 B.C. That's just some of the stuff that's in there. There's other things, but I thought those were the most important. But the main thing that stood out about the metropolis in South Africa is that they found unequivocally that they mined for gold 200,000 years before Christ. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
My man. One second. Oh, greatly, greatly appreciate you, Raj, for everything. And my man, Raj. One second. Let me just fix it. No, but greatly, greatly appreciate. We all learn so much from each other. And you are a definite teacher among the warriors. And greatly appreciate who you are, what we do, and that's what really perpetuates our overall direction, is that we share our talents, and so well. And thank you, Roz, for posting all that posting that great stuff today when I couldn't do it, and just keeping up, picking up the slack. So very, very important. So hold on, Roz, real quick. Well, I want to get to a caller before we get out of here.
Can I say one quick thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what Roz was just talking about, you know, I read an article a while back where they have to replace Wi-Fi with something called Li-Fi, L-I-F-I, which is the more advanced Wi-Fi. That's what they have to, in order to get everything online much more expediently, that's what they have to do. So I think they're compromising the Wi-Fi system so that, you know, everyone is open to take out this Li-Fi. And about the deodorant, there's a website called BAM.biz, BAM.biz, and BAM stands for Black American Made, and it's all Black American Made products, and it kind of works like you could put your zip code in and find your local place where you could put your zip code in and then put in deodorant, and then it'll put your local, you know, you could buy Black-owned deodorant, or you can have it shipped to you, like an Amazon. It's like a Black Amazon. It's BAM.biz. You sign up for the newsletter, and it's only if you have the newsletter, they send you like a link, and then you can access it because he wants to keep it Black.
Man, Thomas, it went out just a little bit. Could you say that one more time, because I couldn't hear you?
BAM.biz, and he wants to keep
it
Black. Yeah, so he doesn't want, like, everyone to access it. BAM.biz, sign up for the newsletter. They'll send you an email in 24 hours, and then you can access the site.
Man, fantastic. Thanks, Thomas. Greatly appreciate that. Let me go to Atlanta, because we got to get ready to get out of here. We're going to get out of here just a little bit earlier today. And I believe it's Jada or Will. Jada and Will, is that you out of ATL?
That's me, Brother Dave. I just had a question. This is Brother Mario.
Okay. No. But go ahead. Hold on, Mario. Area code 470.
Oh,
go ahead, Mario. Go ahead, Mario. Ask your question while we get, I think that's Jada. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that, can you hear me?
I was wondering about the Bitcoin and the blockchain. I'm still new to Bitcoin, but I'm just wondering, are they really going to put something out there that they can't track?
Of course not.
Some way, some shape, or
of
some
course
manner.
Not. Of course not. And I'm going to tell you, they're putting it out, and Bitcoin is the cryptocurrency is having the rise that it's having to bait everyone into it. And once everyone gets into it, everything that they told you that it couldn't do, it can do. And then think about it. What is this doing? It's crashing the overall anonymous transactions, a medium of exchange that cash does offer you. Now you won't be able to have one transaction without it being what? Taxed.
Yeah.
Recorded. Because you didn't create the internet. Those that did, they don't resonate with you. So this is what the trap is, and that's why I said it's a good opportunity for us to leverage that in our own way, and then know that, because it's still a currency. You should never save in currency, because it's not real money. So great point there, Mario. Hold on, let me, Jada, are you there? Jada or Will?
Hey,
someone said Dave, yes. Yeah, is that Ramon?
This is Rob from Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Rob, what's up? It's Rob. Okay, yeah, I noticed that number. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I just wanted to say I like to try a different deodorant, but I have been used, not to say that this one doesn't work, but I got one ingredient that's been working for me. It's apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it's been working. I don't perspirate. It lasts about 24 hours. After that, you might not want to be around nobody. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I had, Dave.
My man. Love you. All right, cool. Let's go to L.A. Ramon, then we're going to end out on that. Go ahead, Ramon.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
What's up, my brother?
I'm just getting off work. But, hey, check it out. with Mario them, all of them, I would encourage them, if y'all can find somebody that does told lending, what they do is they will take his recipe and mix it for him, and he can license his name as well as sell, maintain a patent on that recipe as well as sell, you know, it's, they'll distribute for him. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. it's basically it's called toll blending, where you got to find somebody like a manufacturer in his city that will actually, you know, do it for, manufacture it for him, stick his name on there and everything, and he can maintain mm-hmm. the patent to it. So that's a good way if they really want to get their products out there. That's something I've recently learned that you can do with your name on anything. Just find a company that deals in toll blending.
Man, that's important. That's definitely important. So yeah, let's definitely do that, Mario. So that is essential. So we got to do that. So, okay, everyone, listen, I want to just thank you all. I want to just thank my man Marvin. Thanks, Mel. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks, thank you, Mario. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Roz. Thank you, LA. Thank you, Scotty. Brother Bragg. Sorry about that, Brother Bragg. I missed this morning, man. It's crazy, crazy phone time. So, Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out of here. Greatly appreciate that. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. For those of you, just text me. Make sure if you haven't texted me, and if you want to hear the conference call, definitely do that. And I will be sending everything out to you all. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind and chime us out, we'll talk to you all later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.